Chapter 19. It was one thing to plan an attack, but an entirely different matter to implement it. Kat stopped them before they could span out and start toward the chamber where the tomb was. "I'm going to do some quick recon. Let's see if they know the seal is breaking and are waiting for us." Sin held her hand for a full minute. He stared at her with every part of his heart in his eyes, shining there for her to see.
"Don't you dare get hurt."
Kat grinned playfully. "You keep talking like that, and I'm going to think you actually like me."
"I love you, Katra, and I don't want to bury you."
She knew exactly how hard it was for him to say those words. The fact that he said them before so many witnesses. Nothing had ever touched her more. "Don't worry. I'll be back to torment you before you can even miss me."
"You better be. Without you, I might actually manage to grow an ego. May the gods forbid."
He kissed her quickly, then sent her off. Kat changed to her shade form to float through the winding caverns unseen and unheard. Everywhere she went, there didn't seem to be much activity. The demons didn't appear to be gathering their forces at all.
"When should we start rounding up the humans?"
She froze at the sound of a sharp, feminine voice coming from a room just ahead of her. She approached it carefully, then peeped around to find Kesar and a woman lounging before a fire.
"End of the week," Kesar said. "No need to have them here any sooner. I hate listening to them whine and cry, mewling, pathetic creatures."
Kat felt a giddy rush. He had no idea the seal was broken. Oh, this was good. Finally, some luck for all of them. Smiling, she took a step back and bumped into something solid. Kat's heart stopped beating as she reached around and touched an arm. "Please be one of us. Please be one of us." She turned slowly, hoping to find Cypher or one of the others. It wasn't. It was a tall male demon who eyed her like the roasted turkey on a Thanksgiving's Day buffet. He shouldn't be able to see her, and yet somehow he did.
"Kesar! We have a spy in our midst!"
He reached for her. Kat vanished instantly and returned to Sin and the others.
"Houston, we have a problem. A demon spotted me and is calling for help."
Sin cursed.
"But," she added quickly, "the good news is they don't know about the timer speeding up."
Deimos met Sin's gaze.
"With any luck, they'll think Kat was alone."
Sin nodded.
"We need to split up to keep them from learning how many, or more to the point, few of us are here."
He turned toward his servant.
"Kish, stay with Simeon Zarina and follow me and Kat. We're headed for the tomb to stop the clock." "We'll divert the demons," Deimos said, "and raise all manner of hell. Thank you."
Deimos inclined his head to Sin.
"Are we all ready?"
He looked around at his brethren, who all appeared to relish the coming fight. Letting out a blood-chilling war cry, he and the rest of the Dolophini ran through the caverns.